New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
What the fuck's happening, y'all? Welcome to the Colin Geta Show podcast. On today, which should have been Tuesday, but it's actually Friday, which, you know, what did I say before? I was like, I'm going to do it twice a week. I'll do it Tuesday and Friday. So what did I do? I did it Tuesday. I didn't bother my dick doing it the other day on the Friday. Missed the next Tuesday. And here we are. Here we are in this echoey fucking room. Is that too much for you to handle? Maybe I'll bring it down. Bring this gain down. Keep shouting directly into this motherfucker. Why is it late? I'll tell you why it's late, because sometimes you don't have the facilities or the time or the appropriate opportunity to, you know, talk to yourself for an hour. So for anyone who was waiting on the podcast, which is a strange thing for me to actually even say, you know what I mean? For me to go, sorry guys that it wasn't out on time, you know, There were people looking at, I'll tell you that for free, which is crazy. Crazy for me anyway, because you're thinking, I'll not do the podcast, who gives a shit? And then you miss it, and then a couple of people are like, mate, what the fuck, like, you can't sit down for an hour and talk shit to yourself, you fucking dick. And then someone was like, oh, where's your podcast to get me through this hangover? And you're like, can you not just have a fry and a fucking a cup of tea? Like everyone else. Don't talk to me about hangovers. Acting like I haven't had 13 of them in the last 9 days. Anyway, before we move on, let's plug some gigs, because this is what we always do. The Unreal Lavery's Comedy Club rolls on. We had a gig there with Tim McGarry, which I'll get back to. The next Lavery's Comedy Club is on the 4th of February. February. Nobody can say it. On the 4th of February, with Kai Humphreys, who is a comedian from Newcastle, England, who is coming over to do a bit of a mini tour. He's doing Lavery's, he's doing Mason's in Derry, and he's doing Daly's Comedy Club in Omagh. So, I'm going to vomit. He's pretty much knocked out all the sweet gigs that you can do in 3 days. That's what he's doing to himself. So he's going to come over. I've gigged with him before. I've seen him at the Stand at Edinburgh of a Sunday night. Funny. Very funny. So that's going to be fucking awesome. I think Christian Talbot's going to be supporting him. He's warming up for his new Edinburgh show. Got the Al Cunning Stunt Award last year. Well, actually his daughter did. Which is basically if you have some crazy way of promoting your show in Edinburgh, that you get this award. Christian used a bit of child labour. Used his daughter to, I forget, what was it? If I remember correctly, it was like, have you seen my dad's leaflets? As in, he's lost. Have you seen my dad? You know, preloaded with, have you seen him? Bloody get along to his show. Am I right, guys? Huh? Oh. Cold coffee. Not even iced, just cold. So 4th of February. Then we have a string of fucking live podcasts coming up. We did one before with Mickey. I'm going to mix it up, have different people on, have different people do stand-up. I'll hit you with the dates right now. Obviously, what? Learn to speak, you fucking baldy prick. Obviously, I'm promoting a lot of shit. You know why? Trying to create a comedy scene. All right, guys? You fucking chodes. So, Lavery's is the first and third Wednesday of every month. We always have great acts. It's you won't get a bad night. You know what I mean? You won't turn up and go, I paid my £6 and some arsehole was on. You know, if there's one arsehole on, there'll be three other people who are great. You know? So, we just don't have bad gigs. Everyone with gigs in there, you know, me excluded, is fucking great. So We run that, I MC that gig. So I just basically talk in between, host it, talk shit to some people, do a bit of material if I can, if I have any new stuff or whatever, work on some new bits, but it's mainly showcasing other folks. The live podcasts are just a different type of night. It's basically this podcast, but I'll have a guest and we have different wee features and stuff. I will figure out how to record it properly this time, because the last time it were dog shit. I fucked it up. I made the mistake of the computer was recording the line in and also with the fucking built-in mic on the laptop. So it was picking up two loads of noise, which was a pain in the fucking balls. The live podcasts are on the second Tuesday, I believe, of February, March, April and May. So the first couple, I'm going to have co-hosts with Shane Todd, and then we're going to maybe have someone do stand-up. And it's just a different type of night. The guy who helped us organise it, Graham Watson, who's everyone would consider the sort of godfather of the Northern Irish comedy circle that exists now. He's, you know, open mics and shit like that. He was running for years. He now has his little promotion, is called Infinite Jest, and I basically do it through him. But even he was like, that was fucking crazy how good that was. Because, you know, it's good to go and see stand-up, but it's also good to just watch, you know, so-called funny folk just be funny with each other and the crowd. And it was thoroughly enjoyable. And then we did a bit of... In fact, the podcast was so good that it then made the stand-up weird, because you could tell the crowd were like, yeah, well, we've seen you just be funny there. You were just fucking about. It was hilarious. Now you're trying to do stand-up and we know that it's like an act. And now we don't quite believe it. So we'll fix that by letting someone else do the stand-up and we'll do the hosting. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. The dates are, I'll give you the dates. The tickets are fiver, I think. Just to pay for the room, basically. Is it £7 or fiver if you have a student card? So I can't imagine many people, non-students going. So I'll give you the dates. Here we go. February 10th, I'll be hosting that with Shane Todd. March 10th, I'll be doing that with Shane Todd as well. April 14th, with Mickey Bartlett and a guest stand-up. And May the 12th. May the 12th be with you. It'll be Mickey Bartlett plus guest again. So that's in the Black Box Cafe. You can buy tickets online, hopefully, at the minute. It's just a good night. It's just a different night. It's like, if you were thinking like, oh, I might go to the cinema tonight. You go, fancy something else. Just go to that. You know what I mean? Fiverr, sit and watch a load of funny shit happen. Play some funny, silly games. You want to play a game, dickbag? Also, check out congas.com if you're looking at any fucking t-shirts. Support the podcast. It's what keeps it flowing and keeps it coming out 3 days late. And we appreciate it, me and the team of me and a fucking jizz-soaked Mac. Okay, check out congas.com. We still knocking out the t-shirts, free delivery. To be honest with you, I'm kind of looking rid of them so that I can get new ones. Get some new designs in. The beanies are there as well. We have a very limited amount of beanies left, which are £12 free delivery. Which, if you want to look like you were in NWA in the late 80s, get one of them motherfucking hats, man. Come straight out of Compton! we might only have about 12 of them left, so if you're looking at one of them, get on it. Get on it, my penis. Right, that's enough plugging shit. Seamus McPluggins, Seamus plugging. So speaking of Lavery's, we had a Lavery's there on Wednesday, which was fucking outstanding. Honestly, I've said it time and time again, that place is getting to be the place to do stand-up. It looks more like a comedy club than any of the other clubs in Belfast. Like, Queen's at Mandela Hall is an unbelievable performance space if it's packed and you're a big act. I've played it a couple of times before. When it was packed, it was fucking unbelievable. But I've also played it when there was very little people in it, and it was kind of like, oh, this is weird. You know, because you're essentially in a fucking concert venue playing to fucking 40 people. It's, you know, the Empire used to be the fucking, you know, that's where that was your rite of passage as a comedian in Northern Ireland. It's not built for comedy. It's fucking huge. Again, I've seen it go very well, and I've also seen it go terribly shit, just because when people lose interest in a room that big, it's like trying to shout into a fucking football stadium. It's like, painful. Whereas, you know, aside from the odd badly placed pillar, Lavery's Comedy Club is the shit. Low roof, dark, it's got that suede background, got the sweet lights. It's fucking great. It's a great setup. I try and sort of keep that. You see, if you were in America, right, which no doubt, like New York City is the home of comedy. And what happens is you could go to fucking the Comedy Cellar or something and see all these big comedians, big American comedians. But people that go to comedy clubs are very aware that it's like, this is only a club. You know what I mean? I'm going to see a bit of comedy. But I know this is like where comedians work out. You know, they do a bit of material, they try some new stuff, they fuck about, just let themselves be funny. You know, if you want to pay big money in America, you go see one of those acts in a theatre. You know, when you go and see them, if you're in some club and fucking Louis C.K. is in it on a Tuesday, he's only fucking about, like. But that's the thing, you get to see Louis C.K. for $10 or something. That's what I'd like. Now, who's the equivalent of Louis C.K. at fucking Lavery's Comedy Club? I don't know. But what I'm saying is, it's cheap. Come in, get a few drinks, and just watch people be funny. Try some stuff out. Try some old classics that are going to definitely make people laugh. You know, Mickey Bartlett, he's headlined, he's emceed. There's days he's just fucking called in and did 10 minutes. And that's the way I'd like it to be. And last time we had Tim McGarry, who obviously, like, I would do the same thing. If you sort of, you're gigging in a new place and you haven't gigged there before, you're like, what's it like? And what time is it? And blah, blah, blah. And yeah, I might be able to make it. And you're a bit hesitant. And then he sort of turned up early and I was like, oh, fuck, Tim. It's weird. It's weird when you're like, you know, whether you're into it or not, when you've seen someone on TV and you've seen them do shit for years, and then all of a sudden they turn up to play your fucking club. You know what I mean? And I said to him, he goes, oh, I haven't had a chance to do a lot of fucking write new material recently, because he was busy with that show, Number Twos, which, you know, we slagged to death, but, you know, we weren't the only ones. Yeah, it's just weird seeing him there. But I try to say to him, like, this, we want this club to be like, we want to be able to get the likes of Tim McGarry or bigger acts, other bigger acts, like, to feel comfortable there, to be like, oh, I can go and do some stuff, I can go try some stuff, you know, make a bit of money, but it's a safe environment for me just to fuck about, rather than, you know, he does a theatre tour and charges fucking, you know, whatever the fuck they charge, nothing less than about 16 quid, I would imagine. Probably like 22.50 or so. You know, people are like, give me the show, give me all your fucking stuff that's pre-rehearsed and hilarious. Whereas £4 on a Wednesday in Lavery's, it's far more relaxed, it's way more fun, and he can fuck about. And I've seen him bring like a wee set list up as if he was doing some new stuff that he sort of, which is great, that's fucking great. And by the way, me and Maureen did sort of half pick holes in that Number Twos thing. And everyone did. Everyone seemed to think it was a bit of a step back or whatever, but make no mistake about it, Tim McGarry doing his fucking thing live is pretty impressive, like. If you're into you know, there's something weird about it. Like, Some people think that, like, oh, he just does all jokes about the troubles and all. He doesn't. He's a fucking... He's a satirist, essentially. But it's all based here, because that's what people do. They write about shit that happens on their fucking doorstep. But he also... He had some fucking up-to-date shit. Some very funny jokes. He had a couple of great jokes about fucking... ISIS and the fucking terrorists and all that shit. Which was very funny. And people were fucking loving it. He was great. And he was a bit hesitant, like, oh, I'll do about 30 minutes. He did closer to an hour. Because you could tell when people are having fun, because the crowd were fucking unbelievable. That's the other thing. Crowd at Lavery's just getting a bit different now. Different to all the other places. They're younger, they're more switched on. Sound people, some regulars, it's all good. So if you're gonna fucking go to Lavery's, make it happen. There's a few people I was talking to who were like, fuck, I've never been down here before, this is class. And you're like, yep, this is it, mate. It's good shit. Get involved. Because there's, you know, I'll promote the gigs and talk about who's gonna be on and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Whereas the likes of the Empire, it's kind of, you pay your eight quid and you go in and you don't really know who, half the time you don't know who's coming on the fucking stage. Anyway, let's move on. If you haven't seen it, check out the video I put up, which was highlights from the last Day Fest. It's on YouTube as well. It probably has about 13 hits because no one goes on fucking YouTube anymore, but I think the one on Facebook has a few thousand. It's on my Facebook at Colin Garrett. The next Day Fest, by the way, is going to be April 1st, which is April Fool's Day, which is going to be great fun, isn't it? I don't know who the acts are going to be yet. I have to book them, but I look forward to it. All good. Sorry the podcast was late. I'll apologise for that one more time. Also apologise for talking about Lavery's Comedy Club there, but it's just so good. I can't believe it. I mean, it's only taken 2 years, but it's getting to be a lot of fucking fun. So amidst that, and I've been down here at girlfriend Maureen's house, so you know that's the opportunity to do a fucking podcast didn't quite come up, but I'm sure I'll do a long one today. Fuck it, that's what she said. Do a long one, you gay bastard. Here's a weird thing that happened, right? Before I tell you about last week, when I was drinking and vomited, right? Came down to the sticks here yesterday. I'm in my usual echoey podcast room right now. Came down, bit hungover from Lavery's. We're like, oh, well, we'll get a Chinese. And this is about 9:30 at night. And we're like, aye, go on then. We'll get some horrendous shit. Stick it in her face at this time of night. So we go to the Chinese. I've been in that fucking Chinese a bunch of times. Phone, you know, ordered, went in and collected a whole load of times. The fella, you get the vibe off people where they're half like, ah, yes, your man off the fucking thing. And you're like, yep. Yep, that's right. It's weird when people go like, people always come up to me, right, and go, mate, do you always get recognised in places? And you're going, well, you're doing it. You know what I mean? And is it like braggy going, yeah, people notice me? Well, they do fucking notice. It'd be bragging if we went, every time someone notices me, they just hand me a £50 note. No, it doesn't really happen. They just go, are you your man Barry the Blender? And you go, yeah. And they go, oh, right, I didn't really think quite past that question. All right, can I fucking, see you later. Anyway, this guy in the Chinese, we walk in, he's a bit of a character. Big lad, ton of tattoos, and in his own words, looks like he's on parole. I walk in. Now, I'm not sure whether he half knew who it was by the phone call, because, you know, this is the country where all you need to do is drop your second name, and they go, oh, I know your entire fucking family tree. So I phoned the Chinese, and I was like, oh, can I get this, blah, 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 collect it. What's the name? And I said McGrath, because I was like, oh, that's that Scottish Rite Maureen second, and we'll just give that. And I'm pretty sure he knew by the fucking order and the fucking thing that it was going to be us going in. So I walk in, first thing out of his mouth, "All right, lad, no, there's going. Here, listen, there's a mate of mine." This is first thing he says. "There's a mate of mine doesn't believe that you come in here the odd time. Do us a favour, hold this, right?" And he points to like an e-cigarette, which was the weirdest fucking e-cigarette I've ever seen. You know what I mean? It wasn't like the long sort of, looks like a flute. It was like a box, like a solid silver box with the wee smoky bit coming out. It looked more like what they would use to breathalyze you rather than to actually smoke. And he goes, "Yeah, a mate of mine doesn't believe you come in here. Do us a favour, hold that up to your mouth there and let me take a photo and send it to him." And I was like, why that? And he goes, "We do a wee business where we sell..." And first of all, he goes, "I'll give you one of your meals free if you hold that up your mouth and I send him a photo." And I was like, "Why?" "Oh, we sell a load of these e-cigarettes and a wee shop and all." And I was like, "Absolutely not." You know what I mean? "Absolutely not." And he's like, "Fucking stick it up your mouth there." And I was like, fuck no. You know what I mean? The first thing out of your mouth is, "Here, hold that there. I send this to do a fucking ad for their Facebook for you smoking a fucking e-cigarette." I don't even fucking smoke, mate. I managed to stop smoking without your fucking e-cigs. Know what I'm saying? I'm not going to all of a sudden pretend like I smoke them just for the crack. You fucking lunatic. And then he was like, "No." And he goes, all right, no, I'll give you as much hassle as I give everyone else. No, sure, fuck it, no. Drunk some prawn crackers. I was like, aye. Unbelievable. Do you want to endorse this? Not really. No harm to you. I'm not that desperate for a fucking special chow mein. They'll fucking flog your shit. I was like, I've my own stuff to flog. Have you not listened to the podcast where I talk about fucking Laveries for about 13 hours? Buy a beanie because they're taking up room in my living room. Unreal. Strange. And it's weird. It's like... Oh. Because I have a very weird view of things. Like he's going, "Will you basically hold this up so that I can send a photo to my mate and then we fucking promote it on our Facebook page or something?" And I'm like, absolutely not. Why the fuck would I do that? But then at the same time, on the other end, I'm thinking, what if someone sees that and they're like, "Oh, here's such and such endorsing our product." And then they go, "Who the fuck is that knobhead? Is this cunt going to make me want to buy things? E-cigarettes? Which is the size of a fucking microwave. Look like a microwave with a straw coming out of it. Zzz, ting! Just smoke cigarettes, you fucking penis. "Oh, it's fucking blueberry flavoured vapour. It's not even..." Well, then don't do it. Just either smoke or don't smoke. How about that? Fucking hell, like. So anyway, that was yesterday. We've basically been up and down from... Basically been up and down from... Girlfriend Maureen's house here, up in the sticks. Beautiful weather, snowing, all that shit. The last week we came down, I think it was last Friday. Maureen's sister is away to Thailand with a bunch of mates for about 6 weeks, so they had a bit of a leave and do. And I gotta say, I haven't been that drunk in a while, and you know, it was a mess. Sometimes. So, do you ever get those ones where, like, you could fucking... You're like, "Oh, it's payday. I've went and bought myself a new fucking outfit. You know, a fake tan. Myself, my mates, they're all coming round. I've bought nibbles. I've bought loads of wine. We're making cocktails. We've went out. We've done... Paid a tenner in. We've done loads of shots. We got a kebab and then come home." And you're quite sober. And you're like, "Holy shit, that cost me 300 quid. There's those nights and you're sitting at fucking 2:45 in the morning, completely sober. And then you get the nights where it's like, we're going to have a couple of beers or whatever, see what happens. And you're like, do I need to put trousers on? They're like, nah, just wear shorts and come in looking like a fucking Polish bouncer like you normally do. And that sounds racist, but I've had Polish lads say things to me thinking, and you're like, what? And then I was like, oh, sorry, you just look like me. You know, quite big and bald and black eyes, like you've worked fucking 18-hour shifts in a chicken factory. Anyway, I need to stop coughing directly into the fucking microphone here. What the fuck is he talking about? Oh yeah, so we come down, start drinking, bought a pile of beer, did the usual where it's like, if we're drinking all night, I'll buy the shit beer. You know what I mean? So you end up drinking fucking, what was it, tins of Coors? I mean, I should have just been drinking fucking bleach. You know what I mean? You'd have fucking less of a headache. Start drinking that. Begley comes round, aka E&L leakage from the hack job videos, which I'll have to do more of. I'm gonna make a note of that. Ian L. Leakage. I've so many things to film now. Oh my god. He comes around, he's like, I'm gonna make a wee fucking pile of daiquiris. And you're like, what? Daiquiris? And he's like, aye, get a wee fucking lack of strobs. He can go from like, hello, I'm an actor, to full scale machine gun culture in about half a second. So he starts making these daiquiris, and I swear to God, the first one was like fucking WD-40. It was just like, oh, is there anything else in that other than Bacardi and Red? Whatever the fuck you've done to it. But they were delish. Washed that down with more sort of semi-warm tins of Coors. And then, of course, everyone's drunk enough. In fact, another one of Maureen's mates dropped down his enormous sound system. Big old speakers, full PA system. And, yep. So it was essentially a full-scale underground illegal rave going on. It was getting crazy. There was amaretto sours made, and there was a lot of jumping around to various songs from the 90s, to the point where I was like, I'm for sure going to chunder. And it's been a while, guys. It's been a while. I'm not a... You know, let's not forget the amount of, like, snacks that were had earlier. So you're talking your coleslaws in with the ham sandwiches and shit like that. So not great bug food. Mixed in with this sort of strawberryness. And I'm going into it here, guys. Strawberry, hammy, coleslaw, warm, foamy beer, you know, meets a pile of fucking Doritos that you had as well. Not good, guys. And I'm not an efficient boker, you know what I mean? You know, you get the guys that are sort of like, and it just all comes out. Not this guy. This guy's more like, you know, like if you watch a movie and someone's being like, there's like an exorcist trying to get rid of a demon. That's me. And just like full, just arching your body, and then it's the violent headbang to try and shake it out of your body. And, oh man, absolutely brutal. I think I bugged that hard, I burst like blood vessels under my eyes. It's grim, absolutely grim. And then I think managed to sort of, just slink back in like nothing ever happened. Hey guys, what's up? Did you be sick? Nah, I just smell like vomit and look like I've been punched in the eyes, but don't even fucking worry about it, mate. Just chundering all over the shop. It's just been a series of hangovers, really, this last while. You know? Did that. Couple of nights later, went to Maureen's cousin's second, or whoever the fuck they are, house, where they have two babies. But they're like, yeah, we'll stay up and watch the UFC. No worries. More drink. Fucking unbelievable. I'll just send the babies to bed there and we'll stay up to fucking... That's how you parent. You know what I'm saying? Send the kids to bed. Stay up all night watching UFC. You know what I mean? That's how you fucking do it. Oh Jesus. That's what happened. What about that UFC, guys? Were you excited about it? What I will say, though, is... did they have, like... three little fucking blind disabled children judging them fights? Jesus Christ. I know it was the big Irish card and all that shit. Paddy Houlihan beat the... basically smothered the fella he was fighting, who looked like he was dying of fucking Ebola. Who else fought? Your guy, Pendred. Cathal Pendred, as the Americans say. Hey, what's up, Cathal? Cathal. Cathaly Pendreds. He basically got the shit kicked out of him. No harm to you. Even though you look like a super attractive version of me. Mr. Pendred. You got absolutely blasted three times in a row by that wee black guy. Smack, smack, smack. And then it looked like you were drunk. Literally punch drunk. Like trying to throw fucking... like you'd never thrown a punch in your life. And the guy just picked you apart. And then it got to the end and it was like, unanimous decision. Cathal Pendred. And you're like, mate, who was... did they even bother watching that fight? Or did they just go, he's Irish, let's give it to him since we're in Boston. What the fuck, like? And then... the Cerrone fight, was that a unanimous decision as well? And you're like, no, not at all. For sure, maybe you could argue that he out sort of fucking something them, but he didn't. Ben Henderson punched, like, all, I forget what the fucking numbers were, but they did that computer thing. Landed way more strikes, did way better, didn't win a fucking round. And you're like, arguably he won all of them, if not two. Fucking unbelievable. Who else was fighting in that card? I can't even remember. Oh, Uriah Hall with a fucking eye vagina. As they say. Just landed a punch. The ref was like, stop. And they had a look at it, and it was just a grim cut above his eye. One of those ones where it looked like it was cut above his eyebrow and his eyebrow was just flopping off. Like you could have just pulled it off like a wax strip. Whoosh! Just leaving a big old bloody fadge above his eye. And then of course, McGregor fighting Dennis Seaver. I'll be honest with you, there's something, not that I don't like Conor McGregor, but there's something in me. I don't know whether it's that, like, enjoying being an underdog type of thing. There was part of me going, I see if McGregor gets fucking knocked out cold here, I would laugh my bag off. Same as Anderson Silva. See, when he got knocked out, I was like, yes, that'll teach you for showing off your baldy penis. In fact, if you want to see a good video, look up, I don't know how you would find it, look up, like, Anderson Silva fights, fucking wrestles with tribesmen or something. And he must be in, like, the Amazon or something in Brazil. He goes in and he fights. They have this sort of traditional wrestling style, and he fights with their rules. And don't know whether he's letting them win or whatever. But he's sort of fucking about with them. And then he's like, in the third round, he's like, oh, can we use my rules? And they're like, yeah. And he just jiu-jitsus the fuck out of them. Just sweeps and fucking mounting them and arm bars and all sorts of shit. Which is great. So it just kind of goes to show you, you can wrestle all fucking day, but if someone's lethal at jiu-jitsu, you're fucked. It's like rolling about the floor with an octopus, just getting mangled. Funny video. It's very funny indeed. There was also a video released of him sparring with some fella, and he knocks a guy out and then jumps on him and keeps hitting him. I don't know whether that was kind of bullshit or not, because it didn't really look like he was hitting them that hard, but anyway. So what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, I'm McGregor. As usual. I'm going to fucking knock him out and blah, blah. And to be fair, he has that ability. He just, like, it works for him. The way he talks about being obsessed with movement, and he fucking walks in and does all these wee, like, monkey moves and stuff. Like, he's so limber and can pretty much do whatever the fuck he wants with his body. That, like, he can remain super calm when he's fighting. He just stays at a certain range and, like, picks people off. Because he's, like, he knows that his reaction speed and his fucking movement and stuff is so good that your guy Seaver couldn't even fucking touch him. And he just kept picking him off. Just ding, ding, ding. Until eventually one of them landed and he fucking just fell. And then he sort of had a wee fucking guard pass. Last time I was down at the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, we were actually working on a little fucking thread pass thing. He like just nudged his leg to the side, slid his knee through, kept punching him, which just gave him the mount, and he was just on top of him, punching the shit clean out of him. And then it was over. And he got up like it was fuck. Like he barely broke sweat. Which, in the back of my head anyway, I was like, that's probably what's going to happen. But at the same time, if Seaver punched the shit out of him, I'd watch that too. You know what I'm saying? But he made it look easy. But of course, because they're basically not, they're not giving him hard fights yet. He makes them that much fucking money. And now he's going to fight Jose Aldo, which, whatever. I think that's a whole different fucking kettle of fish. I think they should have at least given, like, Chad Mendes just to sort of get him past the number two before he fights the champ, but I don't know. I think Aldo's a different ball game altogether. Like, McGregor's probably taller than him, but he's just so quick and powerful that I don't think that's going to matter. I don't know. And if McGregor stands with that big karate stance, he might just get his leg kicked clean off. Anyway, are we talking about fucking fights still? Shouldn't even have talked about that shit. But tell you what, shows when you're getting... It sort of shows how old you're getting when you stay up to fucking 5:30. Something you would have done when you're 19. You stayed up to 5:30 and then went to fucking uni the next day. Oh, lad, fucking steaming last night, no? See, when you do that when you're fucking my age, I was fucked the next day. I was in a different world. I'm pretty sure I slept twice. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I fucking slept twice the next day. Tried to sleep for a bit, came home, slept for a wee bit, got up, ate something, and I'm pretty sure I went back to sleep again after that. But hey, that's what it's like being a comedian. you get to do that shit. Fucking unreal. What else will I talk about here? Other than talking about fucking UFC all the time. Colin watches movies. Try to watch them. By the way, if you haven't seen the new Always Sunny in Philadelphia, get on it. It's some of the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life. My cock ring just fell off. Anytime Danny DeVito mentions his cock ring, you know, I'm in. That's my type of shit there. It's fucking great. I don't know what it is about that show where they just nail the shit out of it. It's like, here's what it is. See, for those 20-minute comedy shows, there isn't really any point in, like, trying to keep a narrative throughout the full season. If that makes sense. It's just every episode is a new thing, which they all should be. Because then you can remember it by going, oh, do you remember the one where they were on the plane? Or do you remember the one where there was something? You know, you can remember it. You can remember it a bit better. Instead of just like, what season was that? And do you remember they fell in love and something? Fuck that. It's a 20-minute comedy show. Get it out of the way. Just be funny. Make it happen and have a fucking 70-year-old man talk about cock rings. Holla. Watched Gone Girl. Did I talk about this already? Couldn't have. watched the movie Gone Girl, right? Which, I'm not lying to you guys, I thought it was about space. Don't ask me why. I think I got it confused with about 8 movies in my brain. Because I know Gone Girl was out at the same time as, like, Interstellar and, like, what's that one? Lucy with fucking Scarlett Johansson. Who, let's face it, would get motherfucking ruined. Oh, Jesus, right? But, see when she's in movies and she's like, "Now I'm not, this isn't me going, girls can't beat up boys, but she for sure couldn't, you know what I mean? Like, she's there with her wee jiggly tits and her sweet, sweet arse, fucking roundhouse kicking some fella across the room. You're like, mate, that's not really, do you know what I mean? Like, Anderson Silva couldn't do that to a person. Couldn't, like, and he flies through the air like a fucking bus hit him. And meanwhile, you're doing it in a pair of fucking heels. You know what I mean? And a pair of jeans, pair of tight jeans. Wise up. Wise up, mate. I always said, like, oh, I wonder at what stage in her career is she going to feel like it's slipping away and someone gives her enough money for her to pull her tits out. Right? And you think they do it in some high-end, sweet movie where it's like, oh, shit, there we go. Like Titanic. Got that sweet reveal. Paint me like one of your French bitches. Spins round. Whoosh, check out the nips. But no, she was in some other movie called, like, Under My Skin or something, where she's just like an alien standing there with the wabs out. And you're like, oh, what a let. Come on, mate. But that's men for you. You know what I mean? That's people in general. You're like, oh, you can't see this. You can't see this. And everyone's going, oh, but I really want to see it. And then eventually, you're like, there you go, there's it all. And you're going, oh, whatever. You know what I mean? That's how stupid men, that's my theory. Sometimes people look, like, sexier with clothes on. There you go. There's a way, you know what I mean? There's a way to present nakedness where it's like, boom, naked. Where you just look like a fucking drawing in a science book. Here we are. Here's a male and a female. You know what I mean? You have to do it a bit sexy. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't want to turn this into some sort of erotic audiobook. You know what I'm saying? Guys, you know what I'm saying? You see a picture of Beckham and he's got his fucking Calvin Klein's on. He's got his, does he even sell that shit anymore? Is he selling his own cocks and fucking H&M? He's standing there, big old packet on him, which, let's face it, no one's dick is like, same as the Bieber one. They're like, oh, they photoshopped his body. Of course they did. They photoshopped fucking everything. Any piece of editorial photography that you fucking see has been photoshopped. They don't just go, stick on our fucking pants. There you go, that's one shot in an iPhone, that'll do us. Stick it in. Fuck no, they need it to look class. So they get Bieber in there with his fucking pants on. And they're like, oh, we made him look a bit bulkier and smoothed out his packet. And you're like, well, okay. First of all, and I'm pretty sure I talk about this on a podcast. You know, even, the like, say if someone had a big, sweet fucking burrito down their pants, right? They're like, oh, I got a big fat knob here. Sweet, smooth, juicy balls. That's not going to look great in a pair of white fucking Y fronts. You know what I'm saying? That's going to look like he's just stuffed half a packet of baby potatoes down the front of it. Do you know what I mean? They have to, like, round it off. And they're thinking, look at this lovely round dick. He's going to take it out and it looks like a fucking, like, half a grapefruit. There you go. They have to smooth it all out. Maybe not with Bieber. Maybe they just shaved his blurt. What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying about Beckham. He's standing there all, like, tense in a six-pack and looking, have this smouldering look into the distance. And it's weird how people fall for that every time. He does that thing with his eyebrows and stands there. And then he talks and he's literally, like, he's had a fucking, like, he's been hit with a bat.
And I'm fucking...
Good lad, though, Beckham. But anyway, you know, that's probably sexier than him just standing upright in bad light with his piece hanging out. You know, and I'm sure the odd person would flick one off over that, but like, it's not half as sexy. Like, if it was all well lit and he was fucking squeezing the base of it, and it was a big veiny fucking fisheye lens shot where it just made his dick look like a fucking missile, you'd be going, oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, Dave. And he's only got his fucking wee pants covered. I'm getting erect here. I'm getting erect. But you know what I'm saying? Like, if there was some movie where Scott Johansson was like, oh, my tits are falling out of my wee bra here a wee bit, and let me put my neck to the side there and see my sweet clam. Then you see this movie and she's just standing there beside a fucking lamp, no makeup on. She's like, that's it, guys. That's it. There's my whole gear there. And you're like, well, that looks a lot like all the other women in the world. Because I don't know what you're thinking when you go to see naked celebrities, like. That fappening thing. Oh my God, I wonder what fucking Miley Cyrus looks like with a tit out. You know what she looks like? A 14-year-old boy. What are you going to do about it? Let's move on. Talked a lot about Beckham's dick there. So what I'm saying about Gone Girl. What the fuck was I... Oh yeah. Gone Girl. I thought was about space. Mainly because I was getting confused with the Interstellar thing, which was released at the same time. Also Lucy. That stupid movie with fucking Johansson. And then because she was in another movie, I was like, Gone Girl, God, is that some sort of spacey shit? Turns out, no. Let's ruin the plot for everybody. Basically, you have a girl who is in a fucking abusive relationship with Affleck, who also gets his fucking hog out in that film, which you just see it for a glancing second as he walks past, and you're like, that guy has a fucking rolling pin between his legs. Affleck is packing some fucking heat here. I'm not sure it was real. Not to be a hater, but I'm just like, no one's dick is the one colour the whole way down. Especially if you've been fucking circumcised. You're like, there has to be an old fucking warhead there somewhere. Well, he just has a perfectly smooth white knob. I'm dubious. Anyway, here's the story from what I picked up. Girl's in a relationship. She also writes books. She basically leaves this fucking paper trail. She goes missing and he tries to find her. She's left this whole paper trail for him and like the police to make it seem like he's killed her, basically. She lets on she's been, you know, he's trying to fucking find her doing press conferences and shit like that. Meanwhile, he's having an affair with guess who it is? Your girl off fucking, you remember the Blurred Lines video? And everyone's like, who's this girl? And then there was a naked version of the video and you're like, oh my God, look at the fucking milkers on this. Her. He's knobbing her. I'd have been like, she's dead. Who gives a fuck? I don't give a fuck if she got the fucking, her head smashed in with a shovel. I'd fucking, Emily fucking, whatever her name is here. Rats are lovely, or whatever the fuck. Big old fucking sweet nips here. Who gives a fuck about that other fucking lunatic? So she's away, you know, pretending like she's fucking dead. Gets back with an ex that was like weird to her. Makes it look like he fucking... Oh man, you have to see it. She makes it look like this. She basically is supposed to be missing. She contacts this guy she used to go out with. Meets up with him. He thinks he's all in a position of power now because she wouldn't fuck him before. But now that he's rich and has a sweet apartment and fucking garage full of cars and, you know, security cameras everywhere. She thinks, oh, he's on a bit of a power trip now. This is what I'm going to do. Affleck's appealing for me to come back home. Thinks I'm missing. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to fuck this old guy. This old guy that used to fancy me. But I'm going to make it look like he raped me. I'm going to kill him. And then I'm going to come home and use him as an excuse. Like, oh, this guy kidnapped me and I'm back. Meanwhile, Affleck figures all this shit out. But there's a bit where... And do you know who the old fella is? Neil Patrick Harris off of fucking That Stupid Show. How I Met Your Mother. Who's gay anyway. And you're like, oh, is he supposed to be gay? But now he's some sort of playboy. And he's walking around. I don't know, just that bit. She makes... Oh, it's fucking genius, that bit, though. She basically throws a load of red wine between her fucking legs when he's leaving the house. Pulls his shirt out and ruffles his hair up. And she's like, that's the way the young kids are doing it. And he walks out of the house and the security camera basically picks up him tucking his shirt in and fixing his hair because she just pulled it out. Which means like he's just went in, fucked all around him and left. He walks out, gets in the car, drives away. She rubs like fucking red wine between her legs. She's wearing a pair of like a fucking nighty thing. She rubs that between her legs, fucking ties some shit around her arm and then runs out. So the security camera sees her like screaming and looking between her legs as if this dude's just raped her. So that's more evidence. And then later on, she fucking kills him. I hate to break it to you, but Jesus Christ. I know how she kills him. She's like, oh yeah, fucking ride me, gay Neil Patrick Harris. He's like, no worries. Jumps on, riding away. She reaches under the pillow, slits his fucking throat. He's pissing blood all at his neck. Blah! All over the bed and all. She has to pretend like she's been raped, so she has to she's like in the bathroom, tying shit around her wrists and tying it really tight, and then next minute shoving a fucking wine bottle up her muff like she's been horrifically raped. Should I have done a trigger warning at the start of this? I don't even know what the fuck that means. So all this shit goes on. She decides, after Ben Affleck's done this TV plea, that he's like, just being honest, I was having an affair. I wasn't a good guy. But, you know, I just need to know if she's safe and I wish she would come back and all this shit. The gone girl, the wife, the writer woman, she's like, oh, that's the man I wanted, this fucking nice guy. So rather than stay missing, she pretends... Even though Affleck's figured out what the fuck, the whole thing that she's doing, she just walks back out of nowhere, just like, yeah, I'm back now, covered in blood. I'm back to safety. And he's like, oh, you fucking bastard. And they try and be all happy families, and he's like, listen, bitch, I'm leaving. I will leave you. And she's like, you can't leave me, because I'll just fucking tell them everything. And you're like, oh, you bitch. In fact, he does grab her by the neck and smack her up against the wall and go, you cunt. Which, to be honest, I can't say that I could have been as patient and waited that long before I did something like that. What I'm saying is, guys, good movie. And I bet you she came back and he was just like, fuck, why did you have to come back? This is going to make it very hard for me to blow loads on fucking Blurred Lines, girl there. Blurred Slime. So that's Gone Girl in a nutshell there. Underlying tone, bitches be crazy, okay? Bitches be crazy. Oh man. I didn't like it from the word go because they met at a party and they were doing that thing where they're having this conversation where it's like nothing like a real conversation ever goes. You know what I mean? What are you into? I don't know. This thing is such and such. We're at a party. I know. You're the type of girl that's split. Fuck up. Get a fucking Sweet Nips from the Blurred Lines video in here. And she was great at playing like a sort of retarded girl. Oh my goodness, what do I do? Look at my milkers. Alright. Let's move on from Gone Girl. It's a great movie, guys. I would check it out. Whew. Crazy shit, though. Did I watch any other movies? We tried to watch that fucking As Above, As Down Below or something. Some shit about Paris. What a load of shit. No one makes good scary movies anymore. And I hate those ones where it's like, aside from like the Blair Witch Project, which is kind of the first one to do it. See all that shit where it's like, you know, oh, let's go and everyone has a GoPro in their head. Yet some of the shots are like focusing and zooming and stuff. And you're like, oh, you can do that? With no hands, with a fucking GoPro, can you? It's supposed to be real footage, but everyone's acting and tying in fucking storylines and stuff. You know, so they've got a GoPro on their head, but it'll capture this couple being like, why did you not contact me after we went to Greece? I told you I fucking didn't want to call you. Oh my God, it's such a tough time for me. Fuck's sake, dude. This is going to tie into the story nicely when I decide at the end when the demons are going to kill us whether to save your life or not, because for love, Because love always wins. And you're like, really? You weren't aware that you had a fucking camera in your head and you're saying all that stupid shit? You're like, oh, it's supposed to be real footage with the moving camera, etc. Yet we're going to still act like we're actors. You know, where's all the footage of, you know, just boring shit? Some guy picking his nose. Someone wore the fucking head cam to the toilet. Where they had a shit and then got up and went, no, I don't know if I quite finished that shit. And sat down again and had a prequel. A sequel to the shit. I don't know. These are real life issues, guys. Let's move on. Oh. What are we at there? 55. We should do some fucking questions. By the way, Facebook, I put a status up today or last night saying about the shit. Every once in a while, there's just this wave of stuff that happens on Facebook where you're like, the stuff that I've had reported is a fucking picnic compared to some of the shit you see on Facebook. You know what I mean? Fucking unbelievable shit. And I put it up, honestly, in a day, I don't know what page was being linked or retweeted or shared. But it's like, first of all, a girl with a fucking dog fucking her, right? And she's quite hot and you're going, you know what, you probably get a fella to fuck you for money rather than just let a dog do it for nothing. There was another one who had this fucking, I'm going to try and describe this, right? She had either side of her fucking muff pierced. She had a loop through it, which then attached to like two strings around her legs, which sort of permanently held her fucking clam open there, right? And she's like got an apple up her arse, like a bright green apple, just black, just shitting out of her arse. And you're like, why? How did that come about? Like, and why did you decide to film it? I just love getting apples up my dumper. It's a good Halloween trick, isn't it? Do you want to dunk for apples, do you? Yeah. Well, it's right up my fucking shit crevice there, if you want to get in there. Mm-hmm. Fucking stinking. What else did I see? There was another one. Oh, why? A woman sucking a horse's dick and it just absolutely empties in her face. Oh, what? Why? Oh, Jesus Christ, like. And then fucking Lecky tags me in this video of like, there's CCTV footage of a bunch of lads. I don't know where it is. I'm going to guess it's, some, you know, like Colombia or fucking Salvador. But I don't even know where the fuck either of them places are. Might be in the same place. A bunch of lads sitting on scooters. A car pulls up. About four lads get out with machetes and just start wailing on this guy. Who? Everyone else ran. I don't know why he didn't fucking run, like. He just fucking stood there going, no, 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 no. And they just start smacking him. Start smacking him with this shit. And like, he's trying to block it with his arm and they're whacking it and they're just hacking through his arm. And eventually it's just hanging on by a string. And there's just this fucking pool of blood. And you're like, where the fuck, where is that? You know what I mean? Where you can just get, oh, Jesus Christ. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, like, what sort of horrendous shit environment would you have to grow up in where you would find a motive to attack someone with a machete, but also be totally fine with doing that? Do you know what I mean? You know, chances are the average person, if you were, like, really angry and you're like, oh, go and stab this guy, and you went up and just slashed someone, and you fucking got them in the face and it opened their cheek up and you could see their teeth in it. Chances are, you're not quite ready to see that sort of fucking brutal shit. And you'd be like, what the fuck? What the fuck did I just do? You know what I mean? You ever see jiu-jitsu videos where the guy does a move and someone's arm snaps and the person who's done it is like more horrified than the person whose arm just broke? They're like, oh my God. Oh my God, I'm sorry. What sort of state of fucking mind do you have to be in where it's like, we'll go chop the fuck out of this guy with a machete. Four machetes. Ting, ting, just the fucking arms coming off and all. And you're like, this is on Facebook. Hey, Zuckerberg. Where's your dislike button now? Some dude's getting fucking butchered. Jesus Christ. Anyway. Mad, just mad. Oh, I mean, an apple up the arse is one thing, but I don't want to see a guy getting fucking chopped up. Did I watch it start to finish? Yes, I did. Because I'm a sick bitch. What else happened in the news? Our Deirdre died. That's terrible. I was watching this morning the other day. They had this woman on talking about vagina facials. Fagicials, as she called them. And it was just some... They just get on this wacky shit. This is what they do with This Morning, right? They go, we're going to talk to the guy with the biggest dick in the world. And they announce that at like, what time does This Morning start? Like 10 or something? Or 9 or I don't know. They announce that and then they're like, we're going to talk to the guy with the biggest dick in the world. But they mention it at the top of the show, but they don't really show the interview till about the last 15 minutes. And it keeps all the housewives like, oh God, what's coming up next? And they're all like, enter our competition and blah, do all this shit. And it keeps them watching. And then they talk to the guy with the biggest dick in the world. And it's basically one of those,
yeah, I have the biggest dick in the world.
Like, from the back of his head where they don't show his face. And they're certainly not going to show the cock. And you're like, and they're all sitting at home like, oh, come on. Got the bananas in the freezer and everything ready to shove up my twat. But they did the same with this vagina facial thing. They just got some woman who thought, wouldn't it be a funny idea to just offer this treatment? And what annoyed me was, it wasn't even like a sexual thing. It wasn't like, yeah, you get this and then you go home to your husband and you're like, smell my clam. No, it was just basically like some old doll who was like, I got a man who was 20 years younger than me and it awoke a thing in me that I hadn't been awoken in quite some time. And it's like, sometimes you just need a bit of a freshen up down there. And it was some sort of natural, organic fucking treatment where it was like, I just tried a lot of products on there, you know, I had a fucking Greek yogurt with an onion chopped into it and all. I was slapping that up in there like I was feeding a fucking pony. And basically, you know, and it was just like, you know, one of the treatments was like honey or something. You're like, hey, what owl doll is going to pour fucking honey on her manky owl piece of roadkill? You know what I mean? Just rub that in a bit to gristle. Jesus, I'd be like trying to get fucking chewing gum out of a carpet. Ugh. And what do you do when you're done? That's your treatment over. Just fucking wash it off. Sweet. I mean, it still looks, you know, like an old fucking bacon bap that you dropped on the floor in a fucking barber's. But, you know, at least you got a bit of fucking yogurt on it there or something. Is it like a real facial where they put a little disc of cucumber over your asshole? Because it's been a long day and you get a wee bag under it. Yeah, boy! Pointless. Fucking pointless. At least, like, if she was like, it was like, you know, we keep the treatment on for a while and blah, 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 keeps it nice and fresh and whatever, and then at the end we're just shoving a fucking fuck machine in there. You know, it's like a dildo attached to, like, a fucking one of them drills you drill the road with. The whole desk moved there. Right, I'm going to rattle through the questions because I've only one bar and my fucking battery left here, boys. Let's go. It might cut off halfway through if a spare battery's here. Let's go. Let's rattle through this shit. Chris McCullough. Ever consider doing a podcast? Absolutely steaming. Yeah, maybe. But I've listened to a few podcasts where people have been drinking and they just go to shit. After breaking the mug last week, this one will do? And it's the handle is a C and then it says OCK as in cock on the screen there. If you listen to the 100th episode, I've probably mentioned this before, go to 1 minute 5 and listen to me go off on one about fucking, you wouldn't belong getting frostbite. And then I accidentally backhand the cup halfway across the fucking room. It's a tremendous noise. It's the best noise ever. It's like, whoosh. Gavin Boland, opinions on some of the UFC decisions. Some of them were shit, if you go back in the podcast there. Some guy goes, shall be attending Lavery's, will there be a red carpet and free champers, or can you just heckle like a right Mickey? Mate, what fucking club have you went to where there's a red carpet? What? Maybe you might find that at some tacky, shitty nightclub, but you're certainly not going to get it at a comedy night. Ethan, funniest school / workplace memories. I don't know, it's hard to fucking... One of the funniest ones in school was when I was standing there at the playground there, like a savage, and I just felt this like slap on the head, and it was actually someone who threw a 2p from the other end of the fucking playground, and it just smacked me right in the head, split me open, I was pissing blood, and some girl was like, and a big pile of hankies up, someone grabbed a load of fucking tissues, and they were like, let's have a look at it, I'm a fucking first aider, and I took it away, and you could see the fucking pearly white skull underneath, and she just went, and it threw up, give us a look, I'm a first aider, there you go. I didn't know where it was coming from, the blood. Oh god, there's so many silly work ones. I don't know. I remember someone telling me a story once. I'd love to do this in material or write it into a sketch or something, but someone was telling me when I worked at Curry's that some woman, this older lady, came in with a fella, her son, who was, you know, he would fit in well on the undateables, put it that way, the undateables. And his computer wouldn't work, and it had kind of gone dead, and they didn't know whether it was a charger or whatever. And they managed to get another charger and see if it worked, and powered it up, and it came back on. No way when your computer comes back on, and like, you have to log into it, but whatever was on in the background kind of keeps playing. And this guy I worked with, he put the thing in, it powered up and came on, and it was just going, like a load of fucking in the background, but he couldn't see it. So you had to just like log, the guy had to like log in and turn it off. Oh, I actually was going to write that into something and say like, just as they had the wee tannoid thing, like, bing bong, could such and such come to the blah-dee blah. Just as he goes to do that, the computer powers up and it says, I don't know whether that's true or that's one of those urban myth type things, but I don't know. There's so many silly work things. I worked in some fucked up places. Carl Gilmore, what's the difference between jiu-jitsu and Brazilian jiu-jitsu? Well, traditional jiu-jitsu is a lot of weird strikes and moves and different shit. Whereas Brazilian jiu-jitsu is a lot more like hands-on kind of like grappling meets wrestling meets judo type shit, but all resulting in submissions. You know, traditional jiu-jitsu is a bit sort of, you know, stand in a hall of a leisure center and fucking do a load of moves and practice getting a knife off someone. Whereas Brazilian jiu-jitsu is very like, it's all about rolling and fucking sweeps and submissions and chokes, and you do it live, you know, you do it in like rounds, you don't sort of just learn moves or whatever. Basically, if you went to your first jiu-jitsu class, they'd teach you a few moves. You go to your first Brazilian jiu-jitsu class, you walk out and you can't hardly fucking walk for about a week. That's mainly the difference. Emma Kirkwood, will you be making any Gary Henderson tops? I'd love one. I would, but I've a feeling it might just be yourself buying one, to be honest, Emma. Maybe get a special one made. I actually was going to make a real dirty one, but fuck it. Dylan McCrudden, could you not get Skinworks to sponsor your podcast? Maybe, I don't know. I think they sponsored a few of the Audio Picnic ones back in the day, but I didn't really have anything to do with organising it. Paul Corey, what a fucking bouchy, bestie McD, McFucking D, when are you going to follow me back and start giving me abuse and stuff? How about fucking never? Like, I'm fucking... Go fuck yourself. Oh, same guy was meant, no red carpet, no free champers, free pint then. Go fuck, mate. What I guess is, you fucking chode. Someone's got a... But cheers for coming to Lavery's, of course. Hope you had a good time. Someone got a tattoo there. You wouldn't be long getting frostbit. And they've got a photo of that guy. For sure, make sure you kill yourself. Right, we're on the Facebook questions here. Let's roll through this, son of a bitch. Anybody got any questions for this bastard podcast? That's what I put up. And then John Hitchens, who is a jiu-jitsu buddy. Who it's daddy? Mate, were you fucking drunk when you wrote that? Who it's daddy? Come on, man. Chris Myron, what do you do to pass the time on your days off? Here's the thing. When you do what I do, which is comedy and make videos and do podcasts and, you know, try and do a bunch of things or write stuff for people or produce things for people, there isn't really such thing as like having to go to work, but because you kind of create your own work and you do kind of whatever you want, but it also means that there aren't really days off. Do you know, does that make sense? It all just flows. So even if I was like, right, I'm not doing anything today, I'm going to go do something, there's still shit involved. There's still shit like, oh, I'm going to have to do a podcast, even though I'm late this week, but like, I'm going to have to do a podcast, to, you know, because that's going to promote the next Lavery's gig. I'm going to have to fucking make posters for that gig. I have to write material. I have to go and meet someone about making a fucking video that's going to promote certain pages, which all adds together to, as more numbers of people to fucking, you know, promote to about fucking, you know, so it's all, it all happens all the time, all day. And even if it was like, had a gig coming up and I had to post about it, you still have to sit around and fucking write shit about it and post. And it's like there's no real 9-to-5 type shit, but there's also no real days off. Certainly there are days where you just decide, like if girlfriend Maureen's off work or something, you're like, right, we'll do something. I just go, right, fuck it, I'm just not doing anything today other than do some fun shit. So it's weird. And I do get, like, if I was ever going somewhere for a couple of days or whatever, it does hit a point where I'm like, right, I really need to fucking go and sort some shit out here. Book more gigs, get back to people, you know, update the website, all that shit. It's a constant, it's a flowing fucking thing. So, pass time in your days off. There aren't really days off. I just do a lot of shit all the time. Whether it's, just depends. You know, got big into jiu-jitsu. That seemed to be like the fucking hobby that was stuck in the middle of me doing all that other silly shit. So, when will new videos be released? We are looking into making a whole bunch more. Thing is, we're going to put them on YouTube as a formality. Most of the videos will either be, they'll go up on my Facebook, Hackjob, By the Blender, Bestie McD, or Shane Todd might put one up because I've sort of edited and filmed it for him or whatever. But it's like, you'll see them because all the pages will have shared the videos and they'll go up on Facebook. But we're just looking to film a bunch and then release them as a bit of a run. Graham Taylor, how do you keep yourself looking so sexy? Just vagina facials, where I give myself a facial with vaginas. Benjamin Stephen Ferris Hunter, right? What's your opinion on Celtic fans who chanted throughout the minutes of silence? I didn't hear about that. But that's football fans for you. Pack of fucking scumbags. I don't know. I didn't hear anything about it. But, anyway. Julie O'Neill, what do you think of the frostbit, lad? I think it was kind of funny clip. I think as everything on the internet, it got crazy out of hand. It's one of those things where you're like, if it's a full act, fair play to him. But if he's kind of like that, and the only thing makes me think that he is the fact that I've seen a video of someone secretly kind of filming him. Or not secretly filming, but like, you know, they had a camera running at a bus station where he was like talking to these lads. And to be honest, it seemed like he had a fucking brain injury. You know, the guy's like, we're just having to roll up a few smokes here. And the guy's like, are you smoking fags or yeah? No, what is it? And the fucking, what's going on with the, what are these boys doing? So it's bad for you. And he just seemed a bit, you're like, is he a bit tired, is he? And I just hope it, I don't know, it's weird. I can imagine it'd be weird if all of a sudden every fucking cunt in the world knew who you were. I give it you dog's abuse. I experienced it a bit with the Buy the Blender videos and stuff, where people just like giving you shit all day, asking you to fucking. Like, there was a video of him where he went to that Ponderosa. Is that what it's called? It's basically on the Glen Sheehan Pass on the way to Derry. There's like, you know, the highest fucking bar in Ireland or something, even though it's not. But they'd obviously, he'd obviously been in, he's probably in with his fucking family, and the next minute the waitresses come over and they're like, "You would you do a fucking video with us and all, would you?" Just, and the next minute he's like, doesn't, you know, not confident enough to say no, also not fucking, not wanting to let anyone down. He's like, "All right, this is awkward," and the next minute he's like, "Here we are now at the Ponderosa fucking having a pile of fucking spuds," and it was just, it's just like, mate, you're going to get fucking tortured. Unless he loves it, but, you know, I don't know. So what I'm saying is, it was mildly funny for a second. The internet ripped a hole out of it. And the thing is, there's nothing to back that up. It's not like, you know, he's like, I'd love to get myself a wee TV show and all. And you're like, mate, fucking wise up. What are you going to do? Look what happened. The fucking, what's his name? Dapper Laughs, who was trying to be funny, trying to get fucking on TV based off Vines. Next minute he gets a show and you go, oh, you're not funny at all. You don't have the fucking substance to back it up. They've basically went, he's popular, let's build a show around it, rather than, oh, here's a guy who's been working for ages to try and come up with concepts that are and formats that are going to work for TV. Stacks of ideas in the fucking pipeline. Nope. Just like, this guy did a Vine once. What can we do to build a show around him? How about he just gives fucking dogs abuse to women? All right. Theoretically. Phil McCamley, any more hack jobs on the way? Yeah. I don't know if they'll be full episodes, but they'll just be released individually. Top 10 shitholes in Northern Ireland. Jesus Christ, where do you start? First of all, everywhere is pretty much a shithole. A lot of the seaside places are dumps. Bangor, fucking Carrick, Portrush, Bundoor, shithole. Newry is a dump. Dungannon, don't even chat to me. Portadown is a shithole. There's tons of them. They're all shitholes. Belfast itself, plenty of shitholes in that. Curtis Byrne, how did you feel when Carl Frampton referenced Barry the Blender? He's done a bit. Carl Frampton actually followed me on Twitter a long time ago. And you're like, that's good. It's nice, and it's, you're like, that's amazing. But you kind of forget, like, you know, he's probably, I don't know what fucking age he is, but he's probably about my age, if a bit younger. You know, and he's a lad, and he's in the fight business. So imagine if I made a stupid fucking video about, you know, like a Barry the Blender one or something. I'm sure there's a bunch of lads in a gym somewhere going, oh, mate, did you see this fucking silly fight video? So you're like, well, you know, those people are going to see it. Same way, like, Rory McIlroy sees the shit gets made about him. We made one about McIlroy a long time ago. He, like, retweeted it and stuff. So, you know, when you get these lads from the same country as you who you know, they're going to see it. You know what I mean? If they have mates that are the same age, you put a video up and it goes around Facebook or YouTube, one of their mates sees it, oh, you, someone made a video. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's all... It's certainly good, like. Carl Frampton. It'd be funny to do a video of him if he fucking was up for it. It might be also funny because I'm pretty sure I'm way bigger and fatter than him, which would be hilarious if he was just fucking lighting me up. But I hate the idea, but that's the danger of doing, like, we're talking about doing teasers for fucking Channel 4 short shorts, try and get a mini series about Barry the Blender investigating the world of MMA. But at some stage, I just know you'd have to get your shit kicked in by someone. That's what fucking scares me the most. So how did you feel? Yeah, it was decent. I'm pretty sure he's a sound lad, like. Doing a shopping there in Tesco's. I love when people are surprised at that. Oh my God, Carl Frampton was in Tesco's today. What the fuck do you think he buys his shit? Think there's like... You know, oh, you go to the special supermarket for champion boxers. Anyway. Chris McSherry, are you now drinking out of plastic cups since you pimp-slapped a glass last week? No one's going to let me away with that shit, are they? No, but I probably should. I should probably drink out of one of them fucking sippy cups. For God's sake. Chris McSherry there from the old... Fellowship podcast? Are you boys still podcasting or what? You fucking lunatics. Final question, Gary Russell. How useful do you think learning BJJ has been? I didn't. You say it like I did a course and got a fucking certificate and now I'm done. It's an ever evolving. It's probably why I like it. It's a bit like stand up. You never complete it. You never get like, that's me at my best. As long as you're physically alright, you will get better at it. So I'm still absolutely still learning, but it's good, like, it's very good. I imagine it's one of the, it has to be up there with one of the most effective, like, martial arts, definitely. Only because it's like, you fucking, any experience in it at all, puts you miles ahead of zero experience in it, if that makes sense. Mickey Bartlett's doing boxing now, apparently. You know, he could box for a year, but if I did jiu-jitsu for a year, I could probably still just take him down and smother the shit out of him and then choke him out, because he would have no fucking idea how to fight on the ground or grapple. You know, and let's face it, I can't imagine Mickey having much punching power. Let's slag him up. Here's me. This is me calling Mickey out. You train for a year, and I'll do jiu-jitsu for another year, and then we'll have a super fight. And I'll just fucking put you on your hole, take her back like a fucking demon, like a ghost. Where is he? He's so quick and nimble for a giant man. Not a giant height-wise, just weight. What, you'd be surprised. If I stood on a scale, you go... No, I knew you were heavy, but I didn't know you were that heavy. What's going on? Have you a fucking kettlebell down your pants? Yeah, let's set that up. Me versus Mickey in a super fight. Could you imagine? Anyway, I'm going to have to go here because, you know, not the too much information, but I'm about to piss myself. So, let's plug the dates one more time. Apologies for this being late. I try to do a bit more time just to make up for it. And of course, the good thing is this will go up, and then, you know, on Tuesday another one will fucking go up. So, lick my balls. Let's do it. Next Lavery's Comedy Club is on the 4th of February with our headliner Kai Humphries, support from Christian Talbot. It's going to be class. They're always class. £4 with a student card. What the fuck else would you be doing? People of Belfast. And then shortly after that, on the 10th, we start the live podcast at the Black Box, co-hosting it with Shane Todd. He'd probably do a bit of stand-up after. Another great experience. It's different. Come on down. It's not your standard sort of night, but it's good crack. So come on down to that. If you're free, check out colingettis.com. If you want to support the podcast, get yourself a fucking t-shirt. Some of the sizes and some of the t-shirts are just, have run out. And I don't know if I'll be replacing them, because I would like to just get new ones. But beanies, someone buy the beanies, man. Just get the fuck rid of them. I'm sick of having them. They look badass as shit. Don't get me wrong. Get them now, get the wear out of it before it's summer. And yeah, I'll speak to you Tuesday. Sorry for being late. You know, if only someone sponsored the fucking podcast, I would be obliged to, you know, put it out on time. But yeah, I'll speak to you next time anyway. Peace.
You live for planning the perfect trip. The thrill of comparing hotels, scoring that impossible reservation, and piecing together an unforgettable itinerary. You already think like a travel advisor, so why not just be one? Fora is a modern travel agency built for people who love to plan vacations and help others travel well. As a Fora advisor, you'll be set up for success with best-in-class training, powerful booking tools, and a vibrant global community of experts sharing real insider tips. Fora helps you turn your love of planning vacations into a business with a flexible, meaningful stream of income, with commission on every hotel, cruise, and activity you book. And with access to more than 7,000 preferred partners, you'll unlock VIP perks like upgrades, resort credits, and late checkout, giving you and your clients the kind of elevated travel experiences regular travelers simply don't get. Getting started is as easy as booking trips for people you already know. Become a Fora advisor today at foratravel.com/earn. That's foratravel.com/earn.